Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Innovator's Solution by Clayton M. Christensen is a practical companion to the disruptive innovation ideas that reshaped modern strategy thinking. Rather than focusing only on why established companies fail, the book concentrates on how leaders can reliably build new growth engines while still operating successful core businesses. Christensen and his co-authors translate research on disruption into managerial choices, where to look for opportunities, how to shape offerings around real customer needs, and how to design organizations that can compete against different kinds of rivals. The book also addresses a recurring challenge in innovation work, separating signals from noise when markets are uncertain and data is incomplete. With a new foreword in this edition, the book remains relevant for executives, entrepreneurs, product managers, and investors navigating fast-moving technology shifts and changing consumer expectations. Its enduring value lies in its structured approach to growth, linking strategy, customer demand, and organizational design into a coherent playbook for creating businesses that can scale. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, disruptive innovation as a growth playbook. A central topic is how disruptive innovation can be used intentionally to create new growth, not merely explained after the fact. The book distinguishes between sustaining innovations that improve performance for existing customers and disruptive innovations that change the basis of competition, often starting with offerings that appear simpler, cheaper, or more convenient. It emphasizes that disruption is not a label for any new technology. It is a pattern of market entry and improvement that reshapes customer expectations and incumbent economics. Managers are guided to look for situations where incumbents overserve customers with features and cost, leaving room for entrants to compete on accessibility, affordability, or ease of use. The framework helps explain why strong companies can rationally ignore early entrants, and why that rationality becomes a trap as the entrant improves. Importantly, the book connects disruption to deliberate choices, selecting the right initial market, matching the business model to that market, and planning the path of performance improvement. The result is a disciplined way to identify opportunities that can start small and later become meaningful, while avoiding the common mistake of forcing disruptive ideas into sustaining business structures. Secondly, jobs to be done and true demand discovery. The book is widely associated with the jobs to be done lens, a method for understanding demand by focusing on the progress people are trying to make in specific circumstances. Instead of segmenting customers only by demographics, product categories, or stated preferences, the approach asks why a person would choose a solution at a moment of need, what alternatives they consider, and what trade-offs matter. This topic matters because many innovation failures come from building better features for an assumed market rather than solving a real, recurring problem. The book encourages teams to study the context of purchase and use, including the functional task, emotional reassurance, and social dimensions involved in the decision. By clarifying the job, companies can define competition more accurately, sometimes discovering that the true rival is a workaround, habit, or non-consumption rather than a direct competitor. This perspective improves product design, positioning, and go-to-market choices because it ties them to outcomes customers will pay for. It also supports strategic clarity, helping leaders prioritize which innovations deserve investment and which are likely to remain incremental. Thirdly, business model innovation and the profit formula. Another major topic is that products alone rarely create durable growth. The business model must fit the targeted disruption and the customer's job. The book frames a business model as an integrated system that includes a value proposition, a profit formula, key resources, and key processes. Each element reinforces the others, which is why bolting a disruptive product onto an incumbent model often fails. The profit formula is especially important because it determines which customers and offerings are attractive, what cost structure is viable, and how the company captures value as scale grows. A model built for high margins and complex customization will struggle to compete in markets where simplicity and low cost win, even if the technology is sound. The book highlights how successful growth businesses often redesign processes, partnerships, and pricing to deliver a different kind of value at a different economics. It also points to the power of non-consumption, designing models that make a product or service accessible to people who previously lacked the money, skill, or time. By treating the business model as the innovation, not just the offering, leaders gain more levers to create defensible, scalable growth. Fourthly, how to organize for innovation without smothering it. The book addresses the organizational challenge of building new growth ventures inside companies optimized for existing operations. It argues that innovative efforts often fail because the incumbent organization is designed to prioritize efficiency, predictability, and near-term financial performance. Disruptive opportunities, in contrast, require learning, iteration, and a tolerance for initially small markets. the guidance centers on matching the structure to the task. When an opportunity conflicts with existing processes, values, or profit expectations, it may need separation, different metrics, and leadership autonomy. Teams should be given the freedom to find a market, refine the value proposition, and develop capabilities without being judged by the standards of the core business. At the same time, the book does not romanticize isolation. It explores how companies can leverage shared resources where appropriate while protecting the new venture from decision rules that would force premature scaling or over-engineering. This topic is practical for leaders managing portfolios of innovation because it clarifies which constraints are healthy disciplines and which are structural blockers. The result is an operating model that supports exploration while preserving excellence in the core. Lastly, strategy under uncertainty and the discipline of discovery. A final theme is how to make sound strategic decisions when data is limited and the future is unpredictable. Disruptive growth rarely comes with clear forecasts, so the book encourages a shift from prediction to discovery. Rather than treating early plans as fixed commitments, leaders are urged to run structured experiments, learn from market feedback, and adjust assumptions quickly. This does not mean abandoning rigor. It means defining the right questions, identifying the critical uncertainties, and designing tests that reduce risk while preserving upside. The book helps managers recognize common traps, such as relying on existing customer feedback for markets that do not yet exist, or demanding large validated projections before approving small, learning-oriented investments. It also highlights how competitive dynamics can change as entrants move upmarket, and why responding effectively requires a clear view of the underlying business model clash. Over time, the discipline becomes a capability. Companies build repeatable methods for identifying jobs, aligning profit formulas, and scaling what works. For readers, this topic turns innovation from a one-time heroic effort into a manageable process, improving the odds of sustained growth across cycles of technological and market change. In conclusion, this book suits executives responsible for growth, product, and strategy leaders, founders building scalable ventures, and investors evaluating whether a company can defend its position as markets shift. It is also valuable for managers in mature industries who assume disruption is only a technology story because the framework focuses on market entry patterns, customer needs, and business model fit. Readers can benefit by gaining a repeatable way to spot opportunities where incumbents overserve customers, define demand through the job customers are trying to get done, and design offerings and profit formulas that can win on a different basis of competition. In practical terms, the ideas can improve how you prioritize innovation bets, structure teams, and measure progress when uncertainty is unavoidable. Compared with many strategy books that offer inspiring narratives without operational guidance, this one stands out for connecting theory to decisions, where to compete, how to build the model, and how to organize, to learn and scale. It is worth buying because it provides a coherent system for creating and sustaining growth, helping readers avoid common missteps like forcing disruptive initiatives into sustaining metrics or mistaking any new technology for a disruptive strategy. If you would like to support Clayton M. Christensen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.